Hello, may I speak to Gabriel?
Who's this?
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities, sir. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
About roughly 12 years.
12 years? Okay. Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Marble finisher, marble mason, plasterer, cement mason, terrazzo mechanic or finisher?
I'm terrazzo finisher.
Terrazzo mechanic and finisher?
No, not mechanic, just finisher.
Oh, finisher, okay. Plasterer. Tile or marble finisher, would that be more to the point?
No, just terrazzo, not tile or hardware.
Okay. So finisher, okay. And on the last job you work on, were you foreman, journey, or level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or improver? You already told me you're a finisher, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Right now I've been off on and off, so, but right now I'm at home.
You are not working at this point? Okay.
No, I've been off.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft? How many weeks have you been unemployed when you wanted to work? Approximately.
I'll say in total, since work got slow, I don't know, maybe 2 months
One to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20, 1 to 4 perhaps?
No, I would say, I guess, 5 to 12.
5 to 12, all right, thank you. Yes or no, how you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No, okay. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No. Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I would say fewer.
Fewer.
Sure.
And you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as they were this time last year. We're talking about the union construction projects right now. More, fewer, or the same number as last year?
As in just speaking for my company, I guess we're not getting as much work, so I would say fewer also.
Fewer, okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on union projects in your community?
I would say yes.
Yes, okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
A steward?
Yes.
What exactly is that?
A shop steward. I mean, a steward appointed by the union. Someone who takes care that all the workers are treated fairly according to the union regulations. That's a steward. Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes. Some people like that, correct.
Thank you. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Uh, Myself, no.
No, okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through your state or local government, through the federal government, or do you not know?
Can you repeat that once more?
Yes. Thinking about the last job on which you work, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through your state or local government, through the federal government, or do you not know? Do you know? Yes, sir?
State?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now? About the same or less unemployment than now?
Possibly the same.
Same, okay. Okay, now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
It might stay the same. Obviously, yes, it's going to get better, but...
Okay, so, but you think it will stay about the same, is that correct?
Yeah, I'll go with that answer.
Okay. It's your opinion that counts, sir. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Could it be dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, the heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or you have no real safety concerns?
Personally, I guess.
Yeah, personally, in your opinion, which one of those issues are you concerned about, or you have no real safety concerns?
No really safety concerns, as long as we're all following what needs to be followed.
Okay. Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I have not.
You have not? Thank you, sir. Moving on. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, like union organizing. Have you done that in the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Picketing. Have you done that in the last 12 months?
No.
Political canvassing. Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Moving on, almost there. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Occasionally, thank you, sir. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. And the ones mentioned here are local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, radio, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, and cable news. Which is your main source of news of the ones I mentioned before?
I would say friends and whatever else that went with.
Friends and neighbors?
Correct.
And after friends and neighbors, what is the next source of news for you personally? Local TV news, print or online newspapers, radio, internet or social media, or cable news?
I would say internet and social media.
Internet and social media. And after that? After the internet and social media, which is the one that you use? Would you, local TV news, print or online newspapers, radio, or cable news?
Possibly cable news.
Cable news. Yes, I'm just trying to rate them from the one that you use the most to the one you use the least. After cable news, do you use radio, print or online newspapers or local TV news?
Local TV news.
Local TV news. And after local TV news, do you would you use print or online newspapers or the radio?
Or online newspapers.
Online newspapers. Very well. So the list that you use would be the radio to get your news then. Okay, moving on. Thank you so much. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Could it be education, jobs and the economy, support for labor unions, healthcare, foreign policy, the environment, immigration, or something else?
Okay, you, the first one that you suggested?
Jobs and the economy?
Correct.
Okay. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No. Thank you. Very well. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important that all federal elected officials support it?
Well, yes.
Would you say it would be very important or somewhat important?
I guess very important.
Very important. Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I would say the Republican Party.
Republican, thank you, sir. Almost done, almost finished. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against the GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis? Who do you support more?
Well, the United Auto Workers.
Okay, very well. And in that case, do you support the United Auto Workers much more or just somewhat more?
Oh, much more.
Much more. Thank you, sir. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
I would say I disapprove.
And you do you disapprove strongly or somewhat disapprove?
I would say somewhat.
Somewhat, very well. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on foreign affairs?
Disapprove also.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat also.
And on the economy, do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done? The economy.
Disapprove also.
Somewhat. Or
yes,
strongly.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you, sir. Approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on support for labor unions?
You just have a much to me, so but I would say disapprove also.
Somewhat disapprove. Is that correct? Or strongly disapprove?
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Okay. On the issue of healthcare, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done? Healthcare.
I would say the same answer, disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay. And one more. On the immigration issue, approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done?
Same answer also.
Somewhat disapproved. Thank you, sir. Wrapping things up. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling his job. We're talking about Congress in general. Do you strongly approve, what? Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove? Or neither approve nor disapprove?
There you go, neither approve or disapprove.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
No.
No, okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Do you find it useful or not to receive that information? Yes or no? Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say just fair.
Just fair. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair also.
Fair as well. Very well. In your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
I don't know exactly.
You know, anything that they could do to improve representation and service in your opinion, so I can enter it into the survey. Anything at all that come to mind?
No, not really. I guess sometimes when they take away, wages from your benefits or something like that. I don't know how to explain it, but.
Do you mean the fees? The fees for a union? Union fees?
No, not that exactly. Like during contracts, when we come up during contracts and stuff like that, I don't know how to explain it.
Do you mean when they renew the contract, they are not working hard enough to get a better deal or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, how about if I enter, I think they should try to get a better deal when renewing contracts. Would that be close enough?
Yes, that'll be a decent answer.
Okay. Give me 1 second to enter that.
What do you mean?
Okay, what I have entered is, I think they should try to get the best deal they can when renewing contracts. Would that be close enough, sir?
Correct. Yes.
Thank you. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your opinion?
I'm going to give it a talk to me to say, since I haven't really been to the union meeting.
Okay. Well, something that that you would like them to improve, or services, or anything like that. I mean, it's your opinion that counts. There's no right or wrong answer here.
I guess, I don't know, I mean, some type of, whatever our benefits are, I guess we can take whatever answer we can think of, I can't give you, I wouldn't know.
Okay, improving benefits, is that what you're saying, or what?
Yeah, we can go with that answer.
Okay. Okay, I think they should try to improve benefits. Is that close enough, sir, or should I change anything?
No, that's good.
All right. Let's start wrapping things up. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Do you like to receive your information on union meetings by text, on the job site, by mail, or by email?
I would say mail or email because I don't like to go through.
Do you prefer mail or email? Which one is your preferred way?
I would go by mail.
Mail, very well. Sure. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never? How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BEC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
I would say four or more.
Four or more, thank you. Okay, wrapping things up. I would like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Like I said, I'm not a registered voter, and I've never really voted, so...
All right.
I don't know how I would answer that, so...
All right. Very well. And regardless of that, do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
I guess possibly if I ever did choose or even vote possibly a Republican, I don't know, even though, I don't know, yeah, possibly that.
Don't know?
I mean, if that can be an answer, yes, but if not, we have to choose one, I would say Republican.
Republican, okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, please?
Hispanic,
thank you. Okay, finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Gabriel.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Have a good night, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.